Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Today, we are going to chat live with Gloria Gonzalez. She is the Regional Sales Manager for the Grand Canyon Railway and Hotel for their annual Pumpkin Patch Train and other terrific seasonal events. And then we'll also hear today from two more of the best-selling authors I've been recording lately. These are new books you will want for your holiday reading and gift lists. One author is Kate Black. She has written a book called Represent, The Women's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World. And Liz Arch, she has written a book about dealing with trauma. It's caused the courage to rise. Now, I do have to correct something I said yesterday. I was talking about banned books and how several of them have been banned because they mention people who are not straight, basically. Well, and I mentioned that the new Catwoman movie would have a lead character as a woman married to another woman. Well, I was completely wrong on that. Actually, I had the premise right, but I got the show wrong. I was actually referring to Batwoman. That is a new TV series, not a movie. It's a new TV series on the CW network. And to think how upset some people were 40 years ago because of Billy Crystal's character on the TV series Soap. I'd like to think we've evolved just a bit. Hey, don't miss the new musical Mondays at Harkins. I wish I'd had a chance to mention this yesterday because last night at the Harkins was the first installment of it with the Eddie Murphy movie, the musical Dream Girls. It was kind of like about the Supremes. During the 1960s, Eddie Murphy got a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination out of it, and on Oscar night, he got up and left when he found out he did not win. So he left that memory behind, but it was a really good movie. And coming up the rest of the month on Mondays at the Harkins Theaters all across Arizona, next Monday it'll be Grease, and then on the 21st, Singing in the Rain, which the American Film Institute, I believe, called the best American comedy ever made or musical. And on the 28th, Les Miserables. That was the musical filmed in 2012, starring Russell Crowe, Anne Hathaway, Hugh Jackman. That was a real classic. And you know, it's ironic that the Harkins started this Musical Mondays with the Eddie Murphy movie last night because Eddie Murphy might get another Oscar nomination this year. He has come out with a hilarious but very profane, keep that in mind, a hilarious movie called Dolomite Is My Name. It's a profile of the 1970s rapper and blaxploitation movie star Rudy Ray Moore. And the critics are saying it's classic Eddie Murphy in all of his profane but very, very funny glory. So that might be coming to our area pretty soon. A lot of people are saying it might get Eddie some awards nominations. Well, we've got Gloria Gonzalez calling in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
October is the month to move. During the Findlay Toyota Prescott Move Up Sales Event.
Move up on huge customer cash back.
Great lease deals. And low APR financing for more savings.
Make your move in a Tacoma.
Built in San Antonio, take your choice of the Tacoma that you want to be seen moving in. Lease a Tacoma SR 4x4.
Hi, Gloria.
Double cab
this is
for only
DJ. I cannot hear you right now. I trust you can hear me.
Double cab
or at least hear our radio programming.
Both have available
We're in a commercial right now. As soon as this is out, 1.9%
APR for up to 60 months on purchase.
You'll
also get Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan with every new Toyota.
Ready to move up to Tacoma or TRD Pro?
October is the month to move.
At the Findlay Toyota Prescott Move Up Sales Event. Online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. New and pre-owned sales now open Sundays.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fee. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 206. I just saw the phone ringing. I would gather that might be Gloria Gonzalez. How you doing, Gloria?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Great. You know, you have a job a lot of people only dream of. You are the regional sales director, correct, for the Grand Canyon Railway and Hotel?
Yes, I am.
Now, I would imagine part of your job, when it comes under the category quality control, is to take the Grand Canyon Railway from time to time to make sure the customers are getting the full Grand Canyon Railway experience, right?
I do, and that's my favorite part.
I would imagine. Now, not only is the Grand Canyon Railway and Hotel a real fixture in northern Arizona, but this time of year, you've got some wonderful events going on. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've got a lot of things going on. Actually, right now, we have our famous pumpkin patch that we're running, and actually that runs every Saturday and Sunday in the month of October, where everyone's invited to wear their Halloween costumes so they can ride through the countryside and they go straight to our secret pumpkin patch. And it's only accessible by the train. So it takes about 30, 45 minutes while you're there to pick out your special pumpkin. And then when you come back to Williams, you have time to decorate it in our depot. We also have, when you get back to Williams, we have a free walkthrough haunted train car. We also have a challenging maze that's on our platform. And then, of course, we have arts and crafts in our depot until 5 o'clock. And we also serve hot chocolate, homemade fudge, which is amazing, mm-hmm. and some other Halloween treats that are available for purchase. And that's in our new Harvey Cafe that's inside our Williams Depot.
Mm-hmm. And as much as the kids, of course, will enjoy the Halloween festivities aboard the train, Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa can enjoy that and the wonderful views, too, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Actually, we have had families come, or we've had a group of people come that are just adults, and they just enjoy doing it themselves. And, of course, I've done it with my kids, now my grandkids, and I've also done it with other adults. And we just kind of did an adult train. It was a lot of fun.
The Gloria, the Grand Canyon National Park has received a lot of attention this year because of its 100th anniversary as a national park. But the Grand Canyon Railway, I think, predates the establishment of the national park, right?
We do. Actually, our 64 miles of railroad was completed September 17th, 1901. So, and it was very instrumental for the creation of serving guests at the Grand Canyon Village, and it really increased tourism in our area.
Now, when it comes to taking the Grand Canyon Railway, I understand there's different classes of service available, right?
We do. We have six unique classes of service that start at $67 for an adult and $32 for a child round trip. We've got from our Pullman and our coach classes all the way up to our luxury parlor. So our Pullman and coach classes, we do have a cafe car where you could purchase some wine, sodas, beer, snacks, that type of thing. And then once you go up to our first class and on, we do have our first class in our observation dome has bar service. And then we have comp snacks in the morning and comp snacks in the afternoon on your travel back. And then on our luxury and our luxury dome and our luxury parlor, they actually have a private exclusive bar that has special cocktails that you can purchase, and then they have also comped snacks on the way there and on the way back as well. And then, of course, our dome, our luxury dome, it's a full-length dome on the top And then we have a spacious lounge down below with the private bar service.
Boy, talk about traveling in style. You know, I just did the weather forecast about an hour ago, and come Thursday, we're going to have some strong winds coming through, really chilling things down to 34 degrees at night. That's going to remind some people it might be a good time to make reservations for your Polar Express, too, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. Polar Express. We have people go on the Polar Express, and as soon as they get home, they book for the next year. We book up quite a few dates. We already have dates that are already sold out for our Polar Express. So Polar Express starts on November 8th, and then our last run will be on January 4th. And we have two different departure times, one's at 5:30 and one's at 7:30. And it's approximately 90 minutes round trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful. So you pretty much, you want to, and we encourage everybody to wear their pajamas, just like it, like in the movie and in the storybook.
Yeah.
And before you take off, I mean, we have lots of activities, and Mrs. Claus is there. And then, of course, you're going on the train, and you're going to be going through our little warp speed area to where we can get to the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And at the North Pole, that's where we'll see Santa Claus and his reindeer and some elves working on all of the children's gifts, of course. And then, of course, we're singing songs. They're reading the actual story, the book of the Polar Express. We have, of course, our polar chefs that are dancing around, handing out hot chocolates and cookies for all the kids, and it's just, it's amazing.
You know, when people watch the old movie channel, Turner Classic Movies, they'll see some 1930s and 40s movies about the Harvey girls and stuff like this, and they may think that the Harvey girls and Fred Harvey are some kind of a show business creation, but that's quite a history in Arizona, isn't it?
Oh, that definitely is. Really, Fred Harvey kind of started off, you know, our customer service and providing a great experience for guests that are coming, whether it's dining or accommodations. It really started the Harvey girls. They're always dressed very nice, and they had linen on their tables and silverware, nice meals. So it definitely changed. That was definitely a turning point for customer service.
Hey, what kind of ideas do you have coming up in 2020? I understand private charter trains might be in the offing.
We do. I'm so excited. So we are going to, coming in soon, we're going to be having some new private charter trains that will be coming up, where you can charter a train for an anniversary, a family reunion, a class reunion, any kind of memorable event that's going on. You can charter your own train and kind of customize it to what you want to do. Typically, we'll try to leave either 30 minutes before our normal run or 30 minutes after, but if that doesn't work, we can always look at doing some customizing of those packages.
You know, with the holiday season coming up and the fall season and all the things going on with the Grand Canyon Railway and Hotel, a little bird told me you might be doing some hiring.
We are, actually. So right now, we actually are hiring for some seasonal positions for our Polar Express, which is so much fun. We actually have auditions for some of our characters.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have, actually, on Wednesday, the 16th of October, from 10 to 2, we'll be having a job fair for our Polar Express. And then if you're looking for something more permanent, we have positions that are part-time, positions that are full-time, and then you could just visit us on thetrain.com and find out all that information. It'll show you what positions we have open, give you a description on what that position in, and if that's something you're interested in, you just go right in there, click on that, and you could apply right there online.
And there's so much going on with the Grand Canyon Railway in Williams. You have the hotel with an indoor pool and hot tub, game room, fitness studio, business center, the Fred Harvey Restaurant, Spencer's Pub, an RV park, pet resort. You can really make a long weekend out of this, can't you?
Oh, we definitely can. We've got everything you can offer at the property. Like you said, we've got all of that. We've actually got a couple of retail outlets as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot going on just in our little area.
Hey, on your fall getaway packages, how can our listeners, how can they become passengers and book a package deal?
So you can go on our website, thetrain.com, and right now our fall getaway package, you can save 50% on your train ticket.
Wow, this has to be just a fun job, I would imagine.
It really is.
And isn't it great we have this beautiful fall weather, and even this week with the temperatures dropping into classic fall territory and all the wonderful colors, we're still going to have sunshine, and it's just such a beautiful view, you know, from the train and both in Williams and at the Grand Canyon, isn't it?
It is. I mean, right now our weather is beautiful. It's just barely breezing, and the sun's out. It's clear skies. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day to go to the Grand Canyon for sure.
Oh, yeah. And you get visitors from all over the world, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have people that just, especially with the Western theme to it, people really love that.
You know, I have to share something with you. I was at the Grand Canyon earlier this year with some friends. It was our first time there in a long, long time. And trying to be a good ambassador for Arizona, it looked like a group of perhaps people from Korea who were there in a group. And we walked up to them and we asked them in very slow, halting English, is there anything, any questions we can answer for you? Are you from Korea? And they all looked at me kind of funny and said, oh, no, we're from Los Angeles. So, okay. Yeah, well, we tried. But, isn't it amazing some of the stories people take back, because this is something they may have heard about in their home country and never really experienced, and you're letting them do it. Plus, they're learning about the old Wild West in this, aren't they?
That's exactly it. When you're going on our train, it's known for the Grand Canyon Railway has historical rides with real restored locomotives and vintage cars.
Well, tell us one more time how our listeners can book a ride on the Grand Canyon Railway or a stay at the hotel.
So if you just go and visit us at www.thetrain.com, you'll get all that information. We have information on the history of the train or the Grand Canyon Railway. You could book your events where, you know, special events that we have, the Polar Express, of course, Pumpkin Patch. That's where you can book all of our packages that we have. Periodically, we'll have different little packages that we'll do and specials that we're running, just like we're running that fall getaway right now with the 50% off of your train fare. Lots of information on there. And you can book your rooms, even if you were looking at Polar Express. There's a calendar on there. We'll tell you which dates are already sold out, which dates are available, to kind of give you an idea of how to, you know, book your plan or make your plans for coming on the Polar.
You've really whetted our appetite, Gloria. Gloria Gonzalez, Regional Sales Director for the Grand Canyon Railway and Hotel. Thank you so much for being with us today on Q&A. Have a great fall and holiday season.
Thank you so much, and you do the same.
Will do. That is Gloria Gonzalez, and stay tuned because we've got a couple chats coming up with best-selling authors with terrific new books you will want for part of your holiday reading and gift buying. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get the supplies you need for the job, plus deals to help you save. Whether you're building new construction or managing properties, shop now and get 15% off custom doors and windows. And lock down $10 savings on a Kwikset Cameron Satin Nickel Keyed Combo Pack, now just $39.98. It features smart key security technology so the lock can be rekeyed in seconds. For this job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
It's the first week of October. We're famous for our autumn colors throughout the mountains of Arizona, so I thought, let's cover those fall-colored trees. Which ones show off the best autumn color? You'll be a tree pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. As you may know, women make up 50.8% of the U.S. population, but out of nearly 200 countries, the U.S. ranks 79th when it comes to women's representation in the federal government. Well, a movement is building and changing that number because women across America are running for office and getting political, and there are many more women out there who want to get involved but don't know how. Well, enter Kate Black, the former chief of staff at Emily's List, and actress Diane Raphael, who stars in Netflix's Grace and Frankie. And Kate, this wonderful book is called Represent, The Women's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World as a Result of the 2016 election and the 2018 midterms. A record number of women are serving in Congress, and there are no signs of this pink wave abating. But how do you start on this journey? How do you take the issues you're passionate about and turn them into a compelling platform? And once you do, how can you overcome the myriad of obstacles that you might encounter? Actress June Diane Raphael, the star of Grace and Frankie on Netflix, and co-host of the popular How Did This Get Made podcast, had the same questions when she herself thought of running for office after the 2016 election. But try as she might, she couldn't find an accessible resource that would walk her through the process. She decided to create one. She looked for a well-informed partner to help her and found it in Kate Black, the former chief of staff at Emily's List, who spent over a decade working in politics and for campaigns. The result of this collaboration is Represent, the woman's guide to running for office and changing the world. It's an easy-to-follow guide for any woman interested in elected office, whether it's school board, local city council, or even Congress. It's an energetic, interactive, and inspiring step-by-step guide teaching readers how to run for the approximately half million elected offices in the U.S. It includes the nuts and bolts of deciding where to run and meeting the requirements and filing deadlines, pro tips on fundraising, balancing family and campaigning, and how running for office can work in your real life, managing social media, plus infographics and profiles of politicians who have been successful. The first female senator, Florida Republican Paula Hawkins, wasn't elected until 1980. The first female to sit on the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor, was not nominated until a year later. And the first female Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, wasn't chosen until 2007. Once in office, women are more likely to sponsor legislation than their male counterparts and to focus on and pass laws on issues like education, reproductive rights, equal pay, children and family issues, civil liberties, and health care. And over time, women bring 9%
20% more federal spending to their home districts than their male peers. That provides critical extra funding for projects such as school construction, public health centers, maintaining roads and bridges, school lunch programs, foster care, and affordable housing. Why do you think there are so few women involved right now in the federal government?
Well, you know, and it's not just at the federal government, actually. Women are underrepresented up and down the ballot. But I think for too long, politics and campaigns have been kept away from women, I think, because of some structural barriers, but also some internal ones as well. Our hope with this how-to guide is that any woman reading it thinks how they can get over those barriers. And really think about running for office as a meaningful way to enact the change they want to see in their communities.
And not only that, but your book, Represent, The Women's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World, is in fact a roadmap, a toolkit, a workbook, and an organizer, and helps you pinpoint exactly why you want to run and figure out the position that makes the most sense. What inspired you to write this book?
You know, after 2016, June and my co-author and I came together, you know, two women on opposite ends of the country doing, you know, very different work. We came together and wanted to do more. Like so many women, I think, and men after the 2016 election, we felt called to, you know, get more involved in our communities, to figure out a way that we could make our voices heard and help others make their voices heard. And that's how Represent kind of was born. You know, we met at the Women's March here in D.C. and from there developed a how-to guide, the workbook that you're describing, so that any woman picks it up can not only understand what it would take to implement a campaign in her real life, but also to consider the other women in her life that she might want to buy this book for and encourage them to run as well.
And one of the most important things your book does is it determines the impact that running for office will have on your family, your finances, and your job. There is a cost to pay, isn't there?
And I think that because women are, you know, contain so many multitudes, we are mothers, we are sisters, we're teachers, we're students, we are doing paid labor, we're doing unpaid labor, we're caregivers. We wanted to get really in the nitty gritty with it and help women understand, you know, how it intersects with their professional career and how it could help their professional career. We also wanted to understand the time. You know, so often we get kind of bogged down with the I'm so busy of it all. But if you do a time log and we provide this for the reader for 2 weeks and look at every hour that you're spending and how you're spending it, you could maybe see some space that you could give up, or maybe some space that needs to be, you know, held sacred from a campaign. And then the other thing we do is really take stock of the care that we're providing, whether that's to young children or maybe elderly parents, and also the care that we need, so that how we are engaging in our politics and engaging on a potential campaign can be with our full selves, and that we're not feeling like we're pulled in too many other directions. As women, I think, can so often be, you know, can stretch so thin.
You know, your co-author, June Diane Raphael, of course, is an actress that we know from Grace and Frankie, also the movie Long Shot. So I open up my current issue, the September issue of the Hollywood Reporter, right there on page 22, a great big blurb for your book with the title, Who Says Actors Should Stay Out of Politics?
Exactly. I mean, I think June felt like so many others, you know, after she saw the outcome of 2016, she thought, well, maybe I should think about running. You know, I think the curtain was kind of pulled back and so many people wondered, you know, if he could do it and having never served in public life before, maybe there's opportunities and other elected offices that people could run for. And June searched for a type of accessible kind of how-to guide to get her started. And when she couldn't find one, we kind of found each other and we set out to write the book that we felt
so many women might need and might be searching for.
Now, you were formerly the chief of staff and VP of research at Emily's List. You were also the executive director of American Women, a nonpartisan research organization seeking to uplift the voices of women and the issues they care about. What are the different expectations you think from voters of women versus men running for the same office?
You know, I think research has showed us time and time again that men and women voters do hold women and men candidates to a different standard, whether that's in their appearance or maybe how they think they should act. But the good news is, I think, that as more women are running for office and are winning elections, which, by the way, we win just as much as men do, I think we're seeing some of those stereotypes fall by the wayside. So there is certainly power in numbers and certainly proof to the notion that once voters see more women up on their ballots and up on the dais and leading committee meetings or sitting in Congress, I think the more and more that it will become almost commonplace, and we will no longer have the statement that says she was the first woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll just be she served.
Yeah. You know, with more and more women now rising to very important positions in politics, when they get to the national level, how do you see women handling conflicts with other countries differently from men? I'm imagining that women are a lot less likely to be war hawks, do you think?
Well, I think we want to be careful not to fall into some sort of essentialist narrative that all women are one thing or that they lead the same way or they vote the same way or they think the same way about policies. So we know that women are all individuals and that we're not monolithic in that way. But we also know that when it comes to issues specifically around women and families, women have a tendency to support and sponsor more legislation around issues like childcare, healthcare, education. We also know that women are, I think, more willing to work across the aisle. And we've seen women time and time again get us out of some pretty big jams, you know, whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget, it was women who got us out of the budget shutdown a few years ago. And it was Democratic and Republican women coming together to find a solution.
Your book, Represent, includes a 21-point document called I'm Running for Office, the Checklist. What are some of the things on that checklist?
So the checklist is really a chapter-by-chapter to-do list of sorts that helps the woman reader think about everything that they just learned, and they're going to cross it off. We love lists. So things that you will learn in this book that you can cross off is where I'm running, why I'm running, what is my elevator pitch, I know how much money I need to fundraise, and more importantly, I think, than all of it is, here's the office I'm going to run for, and here are the women I'm going to ask to run also. That's the final to-do, is to name the five women in your life who you want to ask to run and maybe even buy this book for.
Now, before anyone, male or female, runs for office, how important is it, among other qualifications, to have a really thick skin?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think in this day and age, you have a lot coming at you when you're running for office, both in person with, you know, events and donors and supporters, but also coming online. And I think what we provide in the chapter is really some tools and advice for women who might be occupying kind of a public person, like a personal public-facing occupation for the first time when they're thinking about running for office and the scrutiny that could come. But also we advise, you know, when you think about social media, you know, understanding that there is going to, that trolls exist on the internet and you can choose how you want to engage with them or not. But more importantly than anything else, you know, making sure that you're communicating your vision with your community and engaging voters in your process, that's the winning ticket overall.
And we have been speaking with Kate Black, who along with June Diane Raphael has authored Represent, The Woman's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World. How can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of Represent?
So Represent is on sale wherever books are sold, whether it's at your bookstore in your town or online. You can also follow me on social media at KateBlackDC or follow along the tour with the hashtag RepresentBook.
And we thank you for joining us on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing and political activism.
Thank you so much.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
America, where football means football.
Oh, man. Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Merrick Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Bucky's in Yavapai Casino,
R.E.D. Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals host the Atlanta Falcons Sunday at noon
on AM 1130, by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
High Humane Society's Spay, Neuter, and Wellness Clinic is here to serve the fur babies of Yavapai County with spaying, neutering, microchipping, vaccines, and more. Surgeries are by appointment only on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and our low-cost vaccination clinic is open on Saturdays from 8 to 4 with no appointment necessary. Spaying and neutering is so important, not only for the health of your pet, but also to help control the population. Give us a call at 771-0547 for an appointment and more information.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 8th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Acting U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan addressed the southwest border during a media briefing at the White House today. He said the agency has faced unprecedented levels of illegal border crossings in the past fiscal year.
CBP's enforcement actions on a southwest border totaled nearly 1 million in fiscal year 2019. This is a staggering 88% higher than the number of enforcement actions in 2018.
He said no immigration system in the world is designed to handle that kind of volume. He spoke of Border Patrol agent Robert Houghton, who died Sunday near Patagonia.
He will be missed, but never forgotten.
Houghton had been with CBP for 10 years. Sunny and dry all week. Very gusty winds tomorrow, blowing in a big Thursday cool down. Highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt around 79 today, 74 Wednesday, 65 Thursday and Friday. Chilling after bedtime tonight to about 49 under clear skies, down to 34 late Thursday night. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny 89 today, a very windy 84 Wednesday, Thursday and Friday highs only 74, an overnight low around 53 tonight, down to 38 by Thursday night. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Coyotes host the Las Vegas Golden Knights Thursday at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Riley's back. It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell Senator Martha McSally to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.org.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, we all at some point suffered trauma in our lives, but sometimes it might not be a severe life event as you may think. While whatever its source, without productive ways to expunge it from our systems, it can stay with us on a cellular level, changing our brain, inhabiting our body, creating a vicious cycle of physical and psychological distress. So, what can we do? Well, in her new book, The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma, Liz Arch offers valuable insight into understanding the nature of trauma. Now, Liz, I understand you are not only an author, but a certified domestic violence counselor advocate, and I believe it all started with your own traumatic experience with domestic violence, correct?
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, I grew up kind of surrounded by witnessing on the periphery of my family tree domestic violence, and then experiencing it later in my own life as an adult, being in intimate partner violence relationships, and understanding how that really impacted my life, how it really shaped my life and influenced my nervous system. So it created issues like hyperarousal and nightmares. I would have flashbacks. I was always on high alert and scanning for danger. It ended up with chronic fatigue because my nervous system was just so tired from being so wired all the time, and was ultimately diagnosed with panic disorder and agoraphobia as a result of some of those traumatic experiences. So my goal is really to let people know who have been through these similar experiences that they're not alone and that healing is possible.
Now, in your book, The Courage to Rise, you offer a triad approach to healing trauma by addressing the three primary areas where trauma lives, correct?
Yes. So we address the brain, the body, and the gut, which are all interconnected.
And what are some of the symptoms that the body exhibits under trauma?
things like chronic pain, so it can really get stuck in our muscle, memory, and then anxiety, depression, fatigue, insomnia, digestive issues, a brain fog. So all of these things can actually be symptomatic of trauma.
And in the brain, you talk about relieving yourself of repetitive thought patterns, overwhelming feelings, and painful memories. Describe that process for us.
Sure. So I really start to tap into the research that's out there about mindfulness and using mindfulness to actually change our brain. There's been fascinating studies out of places like Harvard that have done MRI scans of people's brains, taken non-meditators and scanned their brains and then put them through an eight-week program of mindfulness and seeing how just 8 weeks of a mindfulness practice can actually create detectable changes in our brain structures. So pulling us out of what's known as our sympathetic nervous system response, this stress response, and starting to reprogram us into more of that parasympathetic nervous system state.
And that third primary area where trauma lives is the gut. Describe for us what you consider mood-killing food culprits.
Yes, there are so many of them, and they're hidden in our diets. The biggest one is sugar. Blood sugar swings and sugar crashes can lead to irritability and mood swings, anxiety, fatigue. They can deplete us of vital nutrients and minerals that help to stabilize our mood. So sugar is a big, big one, and it's hidden in everything from, you know, pasta sauce to salad dressings. So really looking at where food sugar is. And then things like gluten, caffeine, alcohol causes nutritional deficiencies. And then the book takes a look at what healing foods we can incorporate into our diet that really help to stabilize our mood.
Now, one of the great things about your book, The Courage to Rise, you've got 30 recipes, delicious and nutritious. Describe some of those recipes.
Sure. So we really use these gut healing ingredients that are anti-inflammatory, things like turmeric. There's a wonderful turmeric latte recipe. There is a bone broth recipe, which is really fantastic for gut healing. And then there's other recipes that, you know, there's breakfast, there's smoothies, there's lunches, dinners. So, and they're meant to be really simple and really accessible. So you don't need a lot of time or a lot of fancy ingredients. You can find these ingredients at your local store.
Now, you're also a yoga instructor and martial artist. How has that helped you to overcome trauma?
It's been huge for me, really connecting. I would say, you know, we can't feel what we can't feel, and that's the power of yoga. It's really connecting you to your physical sensations and to create a safe space where you feel grounded and more present in your physical body, and that's the layer that lets healing begin to unfold.
When people experience different kinds of trauma, even minor depression, do you find they're a little bit too quick to ask their doctor for a pill when the resolution might be right there in front of them?
Yes, so I never want to shame anyone for using medication. It can be life-saving if needed in certain circumstances, but I do feel like there are ways to absolutely look for things like food first or going to exercise. There's research that shows that exercise can be just as effective as antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication. So using these things first, these holistic natural methods that have no side effects, and seeing if that helps first before going to a prescription.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have 66,000 Instagram followers. You've got 14,000 Facebook followers. Tell us about the Purple Dot Yoga Project.
Purple Dot Yoga Project is a nonprofit organization that uses yoga as a healing tool to support and empower individuals affected by domestic violence and trauma. So we offer free one-on-one yoga to survivors of domestic violence. We also lead trauma-informed yoga teacher trainings, and we have chapters in Florida, California, and New York.
Now, in your book, you also walk your reader through 12 signature primal yoga movement sequences and transformative breathing exercises. Describe those for us.
Sure. So there's different movement sequences for whatever you might be experiencing in the moment. So things like depression or anxiety or insomnia or chronic pain. So the movement sequences really combine yoga with elements of Tai Chi and some self-healing breath work that help to pull you out of, again, that stress response and really evoke the relaxation response.
The name of the book is The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma. The author is Liz Arch. Liz, how can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of The Courage to Rise?
They can find me on my website at lizarch.com, and the book is available on the HarperCollins website, Barnes & Noble's IndieBound.
Very good. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Hi, I'm Prescott City Councilman Phil Good, here to remind you not to let precious water wash down the drain in your bathroom. If you have a toilet that was installed before 1995 and you replace it with an EPA WaterSense low-flow or high-efficiency toilet, you can receive a $50 rebate on your utility bill. This rebate is available to all City of Prescott water users. Do your part to be water smart. For more information, visit PrescottWater.com or call 928-777-1645.
It's long, low, and the longest-lasting vehicle in its class. The Findlay Subaru Impreza also delivers up to 38 miles per gallon highway, so you can look just as cool taking your bike to the trail as you do rolling past gas stations. During the Findlay Subaru Model Year Savings Event, you can take home an Impreza with as low as 0.9% APR financing or lease for $169 a month with zero due at signing. Yes, zero due at signing. Just sign and drive. Your purchase will help support hashtag National Make a Dogs Day. As part of Subaru Loves Pets Month, Subaru will be focusing efforts on helping the hardest-to-adopt shelter dogs find new homes. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Recognized as one of Prescott's best by the City of Prescott. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offer on approved credit. Stock number S43564. Now through October 31st, 2019. Lease a standard 2.0i 4D 5MT model. Code KJA-01 for 36 months with zero due at signing and security deposit. 12,000 allowed miles per year.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:53. I hope those books end up on your Christmas holiday or your holiday reading and gift list. You know, even though he's 89 years old, Clint Eastwood continues to make movies. His newest one looks like a winner. It's coming out, I believe, in December. Well, do you remember the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta when a bomb went off in Centennial Park? It killed two people, injured more than 100. Well, a security guard at that site, Richard Jewell, he discovered the bomb, and he saved countless lives by getting hundreds of people away from the bomb just before it blew. However, the FBI, after news media accounts made Jewell a national hero, started suspecting Richard Jewell himself planted that bomb, and they forced him virtually to confess to the crime until they finally found Eric Rudolph, who not only confessed to that bombing, but the two others, and DNA evidence traced him to it, and he was sent to prison. However, Richard Jewell's life was ruined. He was kind of an easy target, since he was in his late 20s, early 30s. He lived with his mother. He was portly, unintelligent, and not terribly articulate. Yet he was a true hero, who was finally, fortunately, exonerated, but not before his life was ruined, and he died tragically at age 44. Well, the movie Clint Eastwood made about him is titled Richard Jewell. It stars John Hamm as the FBI agent, Sam Rockwell as Jewell's lawyer, Kathy Bates as his mother, and the amazing Paul Walter Hauser as Richard Jewell. Now, the name Paul Walter Hauser doesn't ring many bells. However, if you saw the Margot Robbie movie I, Tonya, about the skater Tonya Harding, Paul Walter Hauser portrayed that doofus of a security guard, the international terrorism expert, who kept tripping over his own feet in trying to guard Tonya Harding. Also, he portrayed one of the idiots in Black Klansman. So you'll recognize him when you see him, and he even looks a little bit like Richard Jewell. So this is going to be a big breakout role for him, and the movie comes out, like, I believe, in December. Man, I'm telling you, a lot of good movies coming out this fall. And just in time for Oscar nominations. Gemini Man will open this weekend here in Prescott Valley and in Prescott Valley and in Sedona at the Harkins Theater. That stars Will Smith and de-ages him, showing him at age 51 and 25. The Addams Family will not be an Oscar nominee, of course, but that opens this weekend. Lucy in the Sky with Natalie Portman as that strange female astronaut who got in her car and drove 900 miles nonstop wearing an adult diaper so she wouldn't have to stop along the way for a restroom to try and break up her boyfriend's affair with another woman. Now, the weird thing about this movie, they don't even mention the diaper thing, which is what made it a national news story. So, go figure. I don't know why they don't include that, but that's the director's choice. Also, Marriage Story, a heartbreaking divorce story, tremendously acted by Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. That's been a big hit at all the fall film festivals. Gene Seberg. Remember Gene Seberg? Well, Kristen Stewart portrays her in a biopic. Also, The Two Popes with Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins as Pope Benedict and Pope Francis. Also, The King, a Shakespearean drama starring Timothy Chalamet, and Ford v. Ferrari with Christian Bale in a movie that's going to get a lot of Oscar consideration and draw a big, big box office. So those are just some of the movies coming out this fall in time for Oscars. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed by Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Join me back here tomorrow with the Crossroads of the West gun shows. I'm drawing a blank here. I'm sorry about that. But the Crossroads of the West gun show will be here on the show tomorrow. And one more best-selling author whose new book you'll want for your holiday reading and gift list. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.